Hello, everyone. My name is Cosette. I'm coming to you from Massachusetts.
She's not coming to you from Massachusetts.
And I'm not coming to you from Massachusetts.
Cosette is actually in California, as well as me. I am also in California. And you are listening to the Everything and More podcast. Woohoo! This is so exciting. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, don't forget to leave us a review. And if you're on Spotify, make sure to follow us because... you know what? We make some pretty entertaining episodes, and we have a very special guest for you guys today. Everyone, please welcome Baby Storm. Woo! So much applause.
Thank you for joining us.
We are so excited to be talking to you today, and we're having a great time already. Back recording after our little school starting hiatus, and we're just gonna go ahead and jump right into it. We actually start all of our episodes with highs and lows of the week, and we haven't done this in quite some time.
That
so Cosette will start with her highs and lows for the week, and then I'll go. Just putting you on the spot there.
Oh, now I have to. I didn't even really think of this before. Okay. Oh, okay. I know. Now, okay, so my lows for this week, well, there's one. I had to work like 32 hours at Walmart this past week and do all my classes, and basically I had like no time to do like anything except for work. But my highs is that it's a really good paycheck, so
that's nice.
Yeah, so highs and lows.
That's nice. The grind is always worth it.
Yeah, exactly.
My highs and lows for the week, I guess, let's see, the high, well, okay, again, mine is kind of like yours, the high and low is all in the same, it's all one. My low is that I had a really big essay due last week, or like a rough draft, and I did not start it until the day that it was due. And
you got it done?
That was a little rough. The high is that I got it done. I turned it in. It was 8 pages, and then I had to do some, like, APA formatting things that made it, like, 12, and it was very exhilarating while I was sitting here typing all day long, and I didn't eat, I didn't shower, I stayed in my pajamas all day until I finished, because it was due at 5 p.m. First of all, kind of assignment is due at 5 p.m.? That's so rude. It's not like she's going to grade it at 5 p.m.
Yeah. She could make for 11:59.
Right.
That's when most assignments are due.
And the kicker is that it's a rough draft, right? So we have a final draft. She was like, I'm not even going to have time to grade it before the final draft is due. Then move it.
I know. That makes no sense.
That was so frustrating. But anyways, I got it done. So that was the high.
Yes,
that was the high.
That was good.
Storm, what about you? What were your highs and lows?
I have to say mine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I should have been thinking while you guys were okay, I know what my high is. Wait, which one do I say first? The low?
Whichever one.
Okay, so the low point of this week, if I had to say anything, I think it's just dealing with music stuff, like management stuff, like behind the scenes, and like just how stressful it could get. But I know my high point of the week, right? So my high point of the week was yesterday, because it is the first day, like, this sounds stupid, but it was like the first day in like months that I got through the whole day without having to take a nap. So I was
That sounds good. No, that is something to be proud of. I think that's a good thing.
That was good.
I used to, when we were freshmen, I used to take naps every day after my class, like my first class. And like, it's not a bad thing, because like, you need rest, but like, also like, when you're able to make it through the day, like without taking a nap, you feel kind of more accomplished. Like you were able to get more things done, or like whatever that looks like for you as like, as an individual, because naps mean kind of different things to everybody. And also like, I feel like I take abnormally long naps, because like, naps are supposed to be short, but I'll be sitting there for like 4 hours.
Oh my gosh.
I'm asleep.
Yeah. No, for real. I don't know how people take like 20-minute naps. I'm like, that's not a nap.
Oh my god, that's exactly what I think too. I have a friend, she takes like 30-minute naps. I'm like, what? No. Nope, I can't do it. It has to be at least an hour. At least, at the shortest. Mm-hmm. Anyway. All right, well, we're going to get started into these music-related questions. Cosette, why don't you start us off? take it away.
All right. Okay. So, like, just tell us about yourself and, like, how did you get into songwriting and, like, making music and all that fun stuff.
Well, I'm 21 and I would consider myself just an alt artist. And I got into it because, I mean, like, I feel like nowadays it's so interesting because, like, people ask artists those questions all the time and there's always an answer because I feel like so many people these days decide to do music, like, very late or, like, a last minute thing. But I literally have been singing my whole life and I always wanted to be a musician, like, since I was born. And I just didn't pursue it because I just felt like it was out of reach. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, like, this is not going to work out. Like, when you're a kid and you're like, oh my God, I want to do this. I want to be a big star. It's like, okay. You know, then you get older and, you know, you have expectations. And I'm Nigerian, so my parents were like, college. And I just couldn't do it. So that's, like, what really made me. I think going to college for, like, a month and then hating it was like, all right, I can't do this, you know? So I was like, I definitely have to pursue music now, like, just to avoid this. And just because I don't want to look back in life and say, like, oh, I regret not taking this chance when I was young. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. And that's, like, you're so right. Like, college isn't for everyone. Mm-hmm. And that's something that, like, I'm glad that you were able to be like, wow, like, I'm really going to take this extra step and pursue my music, because then we wouldn't have all your great songs. You know what exactly. I mean? What was the first song that you ever wrote?
It was one that's not released. And I think, okay, the first, like, okay, it was, I think it was when I was like 18. Actually, not I think, I know. It was when I was 18. It was like 2018. I wrote a song called Crossroads and it was like 30 seconds long or something. But it's, like, not released. It was just like a little, I guess, jingle or something. And it was just about like me saying, I think that was right after I left college too. And I was just saying, I don't know. Oh, no, I'm lying. That was right after high school. I graduated high school and I was, like, about to go to college and stuff. And I was just talking about how I just don't know, like, where life is going to take me in the slightest. So it was that for sure. And then I started writing, like, real songs maybe a year later, like, on my piano, but not recorded, just writing them, like, in my
own way. Oh, right. And so on the piano, what instruments do you play?
I play piano, that's it. And okay, I've been playing that since I was, like, 3 years old. So I've always...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
That's so cool.
That is cool. Yeah. Wow, you must be a piano professional.
I'm not.
Yeah. Well, you're better than me. I can only play like that. I forget what that song is called. It's one that goes like, do, do, do.
Heart and Soul.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say the one that's like.
Oh no, I cannot play that one.
I could play the first part. I could play the dee 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 dee. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the extent it goes for me.
Yeah.
So,
like, how many songs have you written, like, in total?
I don't know. Maybe like. Maybe like 30.
Okay, that's a lot. 40. Yeah,
something like that.
That is a lot. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that's like about it. Like maybe.
Yeah, that's like a lot since like you've only been like writing songs for like 3 years since you said you started when you're like 18. So it's like 3 years.
That is a lot of hard work and effort put into there. And then also recently you've hit a big milestone in your career, 1 million streams. How does that feel?
You know, it's so funny because I want to say, like, oh my God, it's so exciting. Mm-hmm. Like, I just woke up and I just wanted to, like, jump off a cliff. But it doesn't feel like much. Like, because I think that, one, like, back in the day, like, this time a year ago, I was excited if, like, one of my songs, like, hit 1,000 plays.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, like, when I started, like, being more serious and more consistent with music and, like, got you to getting better numbers, I think after a certain point, like, you just stop watching it. But mm-hmm. I'm really happy. Like, I'm just happy because, you know, it's a milestone for me, for sure. And I, like, want to appreciate all of the little things. I don't want to, like, be one of those artists who just, like, takes all that shit for granted.
Yeah. You know?
So it feels good, for sure. Yeah.
That's awesome. And, like, speaking of, like, your career just kind of moving forward and going in a bigger direction, let's talk about your upcoming single you have coming October 1st, Maniac. Tell us about that.
I'm so excited. Like, this is the question I've been waiting for. I'm so excited because I just feel like it's one of my best songs yet. And I feel like for me, I think it's going to be like top, like one of my favorite songs I ever put out ever. And the inspiration behind it is it's supposed to be for Halloween. So it's supposed to be like creepy. And it sounds super creepy. And it's super Harley Quinn. It's super Suicide Squad.
Nice.
Vibes. Like, that's so literally. Cool. That's like the best way to describe it.
Yeah.
And it's different. Right. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like, right. Like, we need it. We need a new Halloween banger. We need
song. It's good that it's coming out like the first day of October.
That way,
like,
I could stream the whole month.
Yeah. Is that why you picked that day? Because, like, Halloween is that month, or was that just the day that you picked?
Oh, it's because of that. Because I feel like once October 1st hits, it's, like, spooky season.
Yeah.
You know? Definitely intentional. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm really excited because I feel like it's different than most things I've ever put out. And the video is going to be crazy, even though it doesn't exist yet and it's just in my head.
Okay. Oh, so you're going to make, like, so you're going to make like a music video for it too?
Hopefully, yeah. Mm-hmm. If I can pull that together in the next 9 days, then yes, for sure.
9 days? Oh, yeah. Whoa. Yeah, because you would have to do it before.
I'm like Camille.
Yes.
I'm like,
you're like me?
I feel like the essay situation.
Oh yeah. You have barely any time.
Listen, that's when our best work comes out, though. I'm not even gonna lie, my friend was about that essay. She kept telling me, like, Camille, like, you haven't started yet? No, I haven't, because I do good under pressure, okay? Like, yeah, it was stressful the day of, but when I was cranking it out, I was low-key like, wow, this is really good.
So, we may just like the rush.
Exactly. That's exactly. Yeah,
I think that is what it is.
There's like a thrill in doing things late. Meet with an assignment today. Do it 1 p.m. Haven't started yet. It's fine. It's okay. Yes, and so, like, for that song, what was the process of writing it, and, like, how long did it take you to write?
So all my songs, like, I cannot even make this up, are written in less than 5 minutes, and that's because, like, every time I never have sat and written a song, like, because I feel like, to be honest, I feel like I'm a songwriter before I'm anything else.
Right.
And every time I'm, like, sitting there and I'm, like, in a session creating, you know, the beat, the second I hear it, like, something happens. Like, okay, so, like, every song that, for the most part, almost every song that I've put out is already, like, finished in my head. Like, the song is made in my head. And then I have to, like, make it in real life. So I feel like for me, the writing process is really easy because it just comes really, really fast. You know what I mean? And I don't know, but I write everything myself because I just never want to do the co-writing thing. Like, I don't mind people who do it, but I just feel like I can't, like, anything that I, like, have my name on, I want to come out of my mouth. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 100%.
Like, I don't want to go on Genius one day and someone's saying, oh, explain the lyrics, and I'm like, oh, I didn't write it.
Like, yeah.
That literally makes so much sense. Wow, that is so funny. I'm going to draw back to the essay thing just one last time, but that's literally how I feel when I'm writing papers. It's all in my head, and then I just lay it down on the paper. That's why I don't get worried about timelines, because I can just, like, map out what it's going to be like in my head, and then I can just write it out. Does that make sense? No, maybe I'm crazy.
It's like, because you know, like the second you actually decide to do it, it's gonna get done.
Right, exactly. See?
Yeah.
You should try it sometime.
Yeah. Maybe. Well, I don't know. Like I kind of like what you mean with that, because I remember like one time, like I was writing like a script, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna do this in like 3 days. And so I was just like sitting in my room, and I was just like typing. And I wrote like a 90-page thing in like 3 days.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah. I don't know. Making a movie. So I kind of see what you guys
have her write a song for the script.
Oh yeah,
I'm down.
Okay, what was I about to say? Oh, okay. So you recently said that you have like plans for an album. So like, what's the update on that?
It's almost done. I have all the songs. I have a track list. I have all of the, some are done completely, and then some I have produced and just still have to add vocals. But I would say it's like 70% finished.
Okay.
But it depends on how my next release does, because I have this like phobia of putting out an album and then just no one cares.
Right.
So I feel like for my next release, like I'm really just going to go apeshit trying to promote it.
And right. Then
hopefully if it does numbers, it does. And I'm like, okay, people care. Like I have a good amount of I'll be more eager to like put it out. Because if that doesn't happen, I feel like I'm like going to waste 11 or 12 songs. And right. And die. I literally will die if that happens.
Yeah, so. No, that's valid. Mm-hmm. I think that's a valid kind of fear to have. I think that a lot of artists have that. And like recently I've been doing like these artist profiles for people and like just kind of asking like, what makes you put out music? Because like some people write and some people, you know, some people just write and then give their stuff to other people. Mm-hmm. Some people write and just keep it to themselves forever. And so like there has to be that extra step of like you're taking that step to put your music out there and like promote it and make it your own and like build a career out of it on your mm-hmm. own. And I think that's so impressive how you do it, especially because the way that I found your music, I saw a tweet about just a tweet about you. It was like the quoted tweet of your reply to Willow Smith. And I was like, wow, that is so cool. You were like, thanks guys for tagging me in this. And then you made a TikTok. Then I went to your TikTok because someone was like, she made a TikTok about it. Then I went to the TikTok and then I was like in the rabbit hole of like, wow, like look at her like putting out her music and promoting herself. And I love when artists do that. And I know, but anyways, like back to the original thing, like it's totally valid for you to be like nervous about putting out an album, but like in that step, like I'm sure that you would be taken back by the response. Cause like people love you. Like in the replies that I got alone on the stories, like people love you. And they love your music. And I was just like, I know. Like, but guys, she's bashful. She's blushing.
That's so good to hear because I feel like everybody hates me. And I don't know why I feel that way. Why? You know, I know it's not true. I I don't know. I just feel like I've always felt that way. I mean, you know what? But I know it's not true.
Yeah.
I feel like out of like so many people who do music and also use TikTok, like I barely get any hate, but when I get like one little comment, I'm like, damn it.
You're like, no.
No, don't.
I'm like, this is it. I'm canceled. It's over.
My whole career is over because of this one comment.
You gotta shake it up. Listen, we posted a reel that went a little bit viral that Cosette made about not liking watermelon. And the hate comments were strong, not gonna lie.
I
hate watermelon.
Oh my god, not all three of us not liking watermelon.
With a passion. I ate it one time. Like I have not eaten it since I was like 8 years old.
For real. Yes, I do not. It is awful.
You heard it here first, guys. You heard it here first.
Yeah, I literally haven't even read the comments on that.
Baby Storm and Camille and Cazette from the Everything and More podcast, all anti-watermelon.
I know. Eaters. There we go. Let's see.
So there, we're valid. But anyways, I was responding to all the comments on
really?
It.
Yeah,
it's because if you do say something like, I don't like watermelon, mm-hmm. it's over. You're done.
Yeah, that's probably why no one listens to her.
Yeah, hey guys, I don't really like watermelon. Like, it only affects me only, but I just don't like it. Everyone. Like it.
I know. I left a sassy comment or two back to the people. It's okay. Really? I defended that. I was like, I was like, if you listen to our podcast, we'll try some watermelon for you on a mic. But anywho.
okay, so who are like some artists that like inspire your sound?
Nobody. Literally
only yourself inspires you.
Literally only me. Oh, actually, you know what? I'm lying. I shouldn't say that. I would say it's like tiny, tiny, tiny bits of pieces of like a million different things. Oh. I'm really inspired by movie soundtracks.
Oh, okay.
Like, I love movie soundtracks, like for real.
That's so cool.
Like, yeah.
What's your favorite movie soundtrack?
Probably Pride and Prejudice.
Okay.
Nice.
2004 one. I like love it. You should watch that if you haven't watched it. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's with Keira Knightley. It's so good.
I think I've seen it, but now I'm gonna watch it again so I can pay attention to the soundtrack.
Or you can just
I also really like Twilight and Twilight soundtrack. And I was so mad because I don't know if you saw, but like I was on TikTok once and I had seen that like you guys like are you familiar with Twilight?
Yeah, yes. I'm familiar with it, never seen it, but I know what it's about.
I recently just watched, like 2 years ago, I watched all of them start to finish.
Yeah, so do you know, like, the theme song of Twilight?
Yeah, the ding, 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 that one.
The one that's
like trending, yeah.
And I'm like, bro, I was on TikTok and everybody's twerking to that, and I'm like... funny, because I don't know, I just... It's just hilarious, but I love that soundtrack. And then it's so funny because I remember, like, I think I had told someone that I liked the soundtrack, and they're like, did you find out about that because of TikTok? And I'm like, kill me.
Huh? Someone really said that?
Yeah, like, oh, you mean that TikTok song?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's the thing with TikTok, because like since you have all kinds of generations on that app, so like the younger ones, they really be trifling sometimes with that TikTok song mess. I'm like, what do you mean that TikTok song?
It wasn't made on TikTok.
If anything, that was like a Vine song. If you want to try it yourself, like what? It's okay though. It's okay. I know that the Twilight song is from Twilight and not just a TikTok song. So that is not what is important.
Oh, you know what? There's also an artist that I really, really like who is not that known. And he's trending now on TikTok too. But I'm happy about it. And he's old. Like, he's super old. Actually, he's not super old. He's not elderly. You know, but he's like, you know, he's old. And his name is Patrick Watson. And he makes really good music. Like, he's like my top three for real. Like, he makes... I'll send you links after we get off this.
Send us links. Yes, so then we can look.
Like, really Patrick cinematic, Watson. Very... orchestra, like instrument based. It's so beautiful.
That's so cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
What kind of music do you guys listen to?
Well, I kind of just listen to like indie music, so like just very like chill music. But I don't know. I feel like I like some songs from like most genres except for country. but like I feel like the main music I listen to is like indie, and then I listen to other stuff.
Nice. I listen to mostly pop and R&B music, and then I'll pull stuff. Okay, cuz I like a lot of songs that aren't pop and R&B, it's because I like them lyrically. And most of them are like kind of indie alternative songs that I hear in TV shows. I love, I have like a whole playlist of just songs that I've heard in TV shows. And like, I could tell you like what's going on in the scene, who is talking, like the lines that they said. Like, I just think that kind of like in how it is in movies, like I think that the music that they put into TV shows sometimes is just so important to the flow of the scene. So
it literally, it has to be one of the most important things because it really sets the tone and makes you feel something.
Yeah. Imagine if there wasn't music in like TV or just like sound. Like sound. Sound is so important.
Yes, we were learning that like in my sound design class, we had to watch this documentary. It's called Making Waves. And like it was just talking like all about like how important like sound is like in movies. Cause like, even when we're like in like our mom's womb, like we literally, like the only thing we can hear is like sound. So like when like we were like a baby, like all we heard was sound. So like sound is like very, like maybe even more important than like picture, like in like movies or TV shows and stuff. So
Yeah. No, totally. I totally agree for sure.
Yes, me as well.
Yeah.
Let's dive into some of these responses that we have here. The first one I'm going to read says, who was always there to help you or were you alone achieving your dreams? A little deep there.
Oh, bro. I was and still am alone at achieving my dreams. There is no help. But to me, it's a flex because, I mean, do my cats count
or not? Yeah, your cats count.
What are your cats' names?
I have a cat. Her name's Cat. She looks like a cat. She acts like a cat. So I just named her, like, what she embodies, which is a cat. And then I just got a new one, and her name is Cow. It's because she looks like a cow, and she literally acts like a cow. So I named her Cow. And but yeah, there was definitely no help whatsoever. I was, you know what, I'm gonna change my low point answer because it was this week, because like I like think about these things every day.
Yeah,
and I was just upset. I've been upset for like the last week up until yesterday because of this. Because it's so hard being an independent artist and people don't know how much of an independent artist I actually am. Like, people think I have help and I genuinely don't have help, you know? But I'm trying to be an industry plant. Like, how do I sign up for that?
Nepotism. You have to know somebody. That's what it's about. Why do you think we do these interviews? So we can meet people, and then one day they'll be like, oh, Camila, because they were so nice and amazing, let's hire them.
And you know what, that's also part of the reason why I like wanted to do this interview, because I like looked at like what you guys were doing, and I love that you guys were like just really doing this like on your own as like college students and, you know, minorities, and like I really had to support because I know what it's like to be in that situation, because I'm still in that situation.
Right.
So thank like, you. We really have to support each other.
Exactly. That was kind of our mentality just in doing this too. Like the least we can do, I mean, like, and literally the least.
Yeah.
We don't have very many resources. But, I mean, like, promote artists that we think deserve it and that are good. I mean, like, we interview more than just musicians. But a lot of people that we interview, like, are, like, behind-the-scenes people and things.
In the entertainment industry.
And we think that, like, they deserve a little applause, you know, for the work that they do. And we've met some great people. I think every single person that we've interviewed has been not only kind to us, but like
we've learned
something from them, and that's so worth it. As people who want to go into the entertainment industry, like, just like mind blown. Even in all the different, like, we've gone from fashion and models and stylists, music video directors, like all kinds of people. So.
So do you guys want to go into the industry like with the podcast as the staple thing, or with like doing other things?
I think like kind of like both. Like I still want to do like the podcast and like depending on like where the podcast goes. Like if it's like, I don't know, like it ends up being like a big podcast or something.
That'd be
like,
nice.
That'd be nice. Like I would put a lot of my time into that, but I still like always want to do the podcast, but like I'm a film major. So I really like editing and like screenwriting and stuff. So like, that's like, I don't know. I feel like doing like the podcast and like being in like the film industry, like go hand in hand. So
yeah, I would say the same. I'm a public relations major with an entertainment focus, and I ultimately the goal one day is to work for a musician, whether that's a group, whether it's a solo artist, and I want them to be female. Yeah. I want it to be, because I just think that women are so underrated in the music industry, especially in like the background positions. So like you have an artist like you, for example, and you would have a team full of men, like a male producer, a male manager, a male publicist, a male agent, a male everything. And I think there should be more women doing that.
Yeah,
so,
bro, literally the whole industry, like behind the scenes, is a bunch of white guys.
Yeah.
And I'm not happy about it at all.
Right. Me either. I can tell you the same thing. Just like researching, I've spent a lot of time researching record labels and the time that I've been in college. And it's just like, We could diversify at least a little bit.
just like, a tiny bit.
Come on, guys. Yeah. And there's so many talented women, too, in the industry. So,
And do you know why else? Because they can't detect good music. Like, right. So many people who, like, need to be signed or need to be given a platform, and they just want to pick the same people doing the same things.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's so stupid. Like, I'm like really thinking, like I really think about it a lot. Like, how am I really gonna like continue to like coexist with with men? Like, how am I gonna do it?
No, literally,
it's so difficult. Like, what?
You can say that again. That's the quote of the podcast. Name that. That's the episode name.
Oh yeah.
How can we coexist with men? kind of moving forward, this is just a random question, but I loved it, and I loved that someone wanted to know this, because that you could go ahead and read that one for
somebody
me.
Asked, what's your zodiac sign, and by the way, I love your music. That's what Goldwing Angel wrote.
Yes, yep. They love your music.
I'm an Aquarius. I'm like
Aquarius, ooh.
Yeah, February 11th. I'm like big Aquarius energy. Oh. I don't know, like, the other stuff, like the sun, moon, star, Jupiter, Saturn, so I don't know any of that.
Do you know what you are?
I'm a Virgo.
Okay.
September 6th.
Nice. Yeah.
My brother's birthday is also February 11th. He's 8.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
He's young.
Yeah.
Is he a good brother?
I mean, like, he's just like a little kid, so I don't know, he's fun to be around.
He's cute.
He's very energetic.
One time we were recording the podcast when she was still living in Massachusetts, and we were doing it over the phone, and like the guest was there, and her brother comes in not wearing any clothes, just wearing underwear, and he's like laying in the bed. I'm like, this is being recorded, like low-key I could be in like a situation. I was like,
I'm dead.
At least it was just the audio.
Hysterically. That's so
funny. Yeah.
I was like,
he was trying to like be so sneaky too, to like get, because I was like sitting in front of the bed, and he was like trying to sneakily like just sit in the bed behind me.
Did not work.
Oh my god.
It was funny though.
Yeah.
It was funny. And then I kind of have our last question here to wrap it up. Someone said, like, what are your dreams for the future, and what do you want to achieve? Like, where do you see yourself 5 years from now? Or hope to see yourself?
I mean, either I would really be super successful with music, or I would just die trying to be
right.
I'm, like, not one of those people who could, like, live if I don't succeed. I'm going to be like, all right, like, I'm looking at my balcony. It's looking real good.
Oh, no. It's okay. You will succeed in some capacity.
Yeah. You will. By that point, I definitely would, like, want to be, like, set in the industry, like, a really established artist. For real. You know? And I feel like a lot could happen. Like, life really changes overnight. Like, I look at a lot of these celebrities and how, like, their life really changed because of, like, one song.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so crazy and how, like, that really solidified them. Like, Lil Nas or Jack Harlow. Literally. Like, just so crazy. I'm, like, trying to be like that. But if you know where to, like, sign up to be an industry plant, let me know. Because
I would if I could.
Join the Illuminati.
I'm trying to do that. And I think if I actually become established and someone says industry plant, I'm going to start swinging. Oh. After all this, I'm going to be like, all right, like, come on, bro. You have no idea.
Right. You have no idea how hard it took to get there, to get to the point that I'm at. Well,
no, for real.
Yeah.
Where do you guys see yourselves in 5 years?
Oh,
I love when people rarely ask us. Well, I'd like to thank you for, like, even asking us questions, because sometimes people don't do that. But you're the second person who's asked us, where do we see ourselves? So thank you. Because that used to go.
Who's the first person that asked?
I don't remember, and now it's really embarrassing. We're just complimenting them. Thanks for asking. I was just gonna move on.
I was trying to remember.
It was Charlotte.
Oh yeah,
I remember. Okay. I remember.
She's another
shout out to Charlotte Sands for asking us that question. Also, we love her.
Yes,
I'm going on tour with her.
Oh yeah. So where I see myself in 5 years. Well, hopefully I am, writing, like, screenwriting for some company, whether that be, like, a smaller production company or, like, something like Pixar or something like that. And I also, like, want to be, like, editing, because I also like that. And, also hopefully the podcast is doing pretty good. Like, maybe we'll have our own talk show, who knows.
Exactly. 5 years is a lot. 5 years is a long time.
No,
the Cosette why does your name get to go first? The Cosette show. Is that what you just said? She just kicked me out of the podcast. Heard it here first. Yeah. She just called it the Cosette show.
Well, then I'm like, wait, it would be called the Everything and More show, because that's what the podcast is called.
We could change the name. We could rebrand. Anyways, where do I see myself in 5 years? That's more important. Yeah. Anyway. In 5 years, you guys can't see Cosette, but her mouth is a game. In 5 years, I'll have a degree. Thank God.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully, I won't be in debt from that degree.
I probably
won't actually be in debt, but it's okay, whatever.
Unless we get a bunch of
Hopefully I'll be in a good enough job in the music industry to, like, help put some money back
Or this podcast.
The podcast will blow up, and then I can just use all the money from the podcast. We could both use all the money from the podcast.
To pay off the debt.
Yeah, pay off the debt. But I would love to just, be working in the entertainment industry to some capacity.
Oh, and also still living, like, in Southern California.
Yeah, I would. Well, I wouldn't leave. I'm born and raised here in Southern California, so I would just be here anyway.
Yeah.
What year are you guys in? Are you in the same year?
Yeah, we're both juniors.
Yeah. Well, I'm a second semester junior. So.
Oh, you're almost done. You're, like, on your way
out.
Yeah. Well,
we're both 20. Oh, wait, you're not 20.
I'm not 20, actually.
I just turned 20.
She just turned 20. I turned 20 in about 2 months.
Yep, in November.
Oh, wow. I'm pretty young.
Yeah.
So
I feel like
for a junior in college. I mean, like, most people are 20, turning 21. Like, I started college when I was 17.
Yeah, me too, for like 6 days.
I was 17 for like 3 months.
Yeah.
And then I turned 18. But
no, yes,
are you a Sag?
Mm-hmm. I am.
Oh, love Sages.
Thank you.
I also like Virgos. All of our signs are compatible.
That's, see, I don't know. Tell me about the signs. We're compatible. I feel this energy.
My sign are like the most compatible. I'm the most compatible with your sign and yours as well.
Really? Oh my god! You know who else is an Aquarius? Harry Styles. So that you and I are compatible.
I'm so mad because like, why don't I ever run into him?
That's literally Camille every day. Every day.
No, I've toned it down, but then he started going on tour. So like, the way I'm about to pull up to the forum with no tickets, but we're gonna go anyway.
Bro, Jack Harlow's on tour too, and everybody's posting about it. Like, trying to taunt me. I'm like, bro, I get it. Like, you're with him and I'm not. Relax.
Yeah. Right. Right. But anywho. I guess we'll wrap it up now.
Yeah.
We started having our own little conversation.
For like 15 minutes.
I'm glad you guys we'll just like cut at like some point in there, and then they'll just be hearing us like talk because now we're friends now.
Yeah.
We're just vibing. We're just vibing on this call. But thank you.
You should just blur out the part where like you said your school. You should just blur it.
Oh, like bleep. Right. Like bleep. Yeah, you can. And then just them vibing, curious vibing for the rest.
Yeah, you should keep the combo because it's like an interesting combo.
No, literally, they can hear us talk about Christian school. It's not a secret. We've talked about it before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, Storm, thank you so much for coming on. I've had a great time. This was a great way to dive back into the podcast after not recording for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So I loved talking to you.
I had so much fun for real. Like it feels like it's a 5-minute FaceTime call.
Right. I know. It's like we're old pals.
I know. Yeah.
Just chatting, just being like, oh, hey, girl, what's up? Like, How are things? I've really enjoyed myself. And guys, thank you so much for sending in questions. If you are a fan of Baby Storm, be excited. Be excited for everything that's to come.
Yes.
Make sure to do your streaming. We have added a couple of her songs to our Everything and More collection playlist. So go make sure to check that out on Spotify. And thank you for joining us, everyone. That's going to be it for this week. Thank you so much for listening to the Everything and More podcast. Feel free to share this episode with your sister, with your aunt, with your friend,
with everybody,
with everyone you know. Just share it because it was quite a joy to record, so it must be a joy just to listen to. And you know the drill. If you're listening on Spotify, follow us. And if it's on Apple Podcasts, don't forget to leave us a review. And we'll be back with a brand new episode next week. Bye.